You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
303 Gym Class for the midweek edition on this Wednesday, coming your way right here on KGYM. Coming up, we're going to talk with Gazette Sports columnist Mike Halas. Plenty to talk about, obviously, with Mike. We'll take a look at the latest news and notes as far as the coronavirus and the world of sports and a whole lot more. Gym Class, getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, as we continue to make it through the coronavirus 2020. Scott Unash with you, not alongside Mark Dukes. I'm here in the studio. Mark is at his palatial residence not too far away, or so anyway, joining us here on the program here today. We are presented, as always, here on the Gym Class by our good friends at Hennings Financial. They are a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. Head to KGYMRadio.com. Click on your current life stage to learn more about what they have to offer for you. And again, we encourage you to go to KGYMRadio.com. Thanks to all the great folks at Hennings Financial and everybody out there, small businesses. Keep them in the back of your minds as we make our way through what we're going to go through here for the next several weeks or so. This is weird, Mark. How are you today?
I'm very good. I was actually looking up the definition of palatial just so I knew.
Okay. Did it work for you?
It did. And Scott, great to be back with you. I think we both thank Alex Kuhn for sitting in the better part of 2 weeks, as you called tremendously several games in the girls and boys state tournaments. And I guess we didn't realize a couple weeks ago we would be operating as we are now, but we're making the best of it, and we're going to do the best that we possibly can. And great to have you back, my friend.
Yeah, and I want to thank Alex as well, and thanks to Buttons as well, because they certainly helped you. They helped me tremendously over the last couple of weeks or so. I took a little vacation the last couple of days, enjoyed lousy weather while trying to play golf. Not here, but somewhere, a locale close by. Those that know me know where I'm getting to as far as this is concerned. So I did get a couple of rounds in, some good things, some bad things. But yeah, and just kind of taking everything in from the outside looking in, if you will, a little bit. But certainly our thoughts are still with everybody that has a coronavirus, has been tested around the country in our neck of the woods here as well. Should mention a few things right out of the chute here today as far as new news-related items are concerned. First of all, this from the University of Iowa, they have now made the announcement that all classes for the rest of the school year are going to be online, and the dormitories are going to be closed for what that's worth as far as the University of Iowa is concerned. And I would imagine that if it hasn't happened already, Iowa State and the University of Northern Iowa is going to follow suit as far as that is concerned. So online classes are going to be a thing of the future. That goes through the end of the school year, which is approximately 8 weeks away, which is right in that area as far as what the national folks are saying, that we should spend apart or at least 6 feet apart from one another at this present time. So I would, and as far as I'm concerned, just on a personal note, that affects us because my youngest son will be graduating in May, and unfortunately it sounds like he will now not be able to walk across the stage and get his diploma, which is one thing he was very much looking forward to. So
Had earned. There's no question about it. And I hesitate to say, but I wonder if the high schools will not follow suit, and that affects me. I have a granddaughter who's a senior, and, you know, we're just going to have to see. Nobody really knows how long this is going to be. I think everybody hopes that it'll be sooner than later, but as you know, Scott, nobody really knows the extent to which this is going to play out. But there are those developments. The Midwest Conference has canceled its spring season that involves Cornell. The USHL, including the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders, has canceled the remainder of its season as well.
Yeah, just some of the things out there as far. Also, nationally, the PGA Tour announced today more cancellations. They are now going to cancel events through mid-May, and that includes the 2020 PGA Championship. Now, the PGA Championship will be postponed. They are looking at a September date, and we're going to talk about this in another future show here because we've got time to talk about it. We know that, Mark. All these events are going to be taking place at the same time. And this is going to be a real mind scrambler for television networks. I mean, it's. I understand it's very small. Don't get me wrong. Don't get all over me. But all these events are going to be taking place at the same time.
No, it's an excellent point. And NBC has already weighed in on the Olympics, which are scheduled in Japan and maybe postponed for a little while, maybe into football season. That particular network is very heavily invested in the NFL. So what you say is absolutely true.
And by the way, if we haven't forgotten, football is king. Football is still king. And football is not changing any of their broadcast policies because the NBA is going to be out there. Professional golf is going to hold a couple of majors. There may be majors on back-to-back weeks. Who knows how it's all going to play out. NASCAR, as mentioned, I believe yesterday, came out with the release that they're going to be canceling a couple more races. IndyCar, I believe, is now canceled. Everything through the month of April, which includes a race down at Barber. Sounds like the first two races of the year, if they go, are going to be in Indianapolis with the Grand Prix and then the Indianapolis 500 coming up on Memorial Day weekend, which is probably the next big event as far as the echelon of sports is concerned. And we'll see how that plays out. The best thing that can happen right now is for a heat wave, to be honest with you.
I'm no doctor, but it would probably help. Thankfully, the National Football League is chock full of news. And yeah, Alex and I talked about a lot of the movement yesterday on the show, and there's more today. So sports is not void of news.
No, it is not. The biggest news today, your Chicago Bears have a little quarterback derby that'll be taking place here in the next few months or so, with Nick Foles in there being traded for by the Bears today to bring him in. To see, well, who knows? May the best man win, right?
I guess so. And as a Bears fan, I'm really puzzled by how the Bears have framed this whole situation. The front office and Matt Nagy, the head coach, have said that not so long ago that Mitch Trubisky, he was going to be their quarterback. And now that there's a tremendous number of quarterbacks that have been available, we've seen Brady and Rivers and many others changing uniforms. And now the Bears bringing in Nick Foles, who neither excites me or upsets me at this point. We're going to see how this plays out. He did win the Super Bowl. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. He's got twice as many touchdown passes as interceptions. He's not, some guy that's going to carry a clipboard anytime soon. So I'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Of course, the Bears upgraded with Robert Quinn yesterday on the defensive side of things. I think the defense is very solid, but I guess it's a wait-and-see thing for me.
Yeah, and my world world champion Kansas City Chiefs lose, guys. Agba taking off, I believe, to the Miami Dolphins. Fuller going to the Washington Redskins. So a couple of very good key pieces of the defense have departed, if you will. But that's the way it goes every year. I mean, that's the way of the National Football League at this time of the year as far as comings and goings are concerned. And there'll be a few more coming down the line. Of course, Tom Brady, the most notable, and all indications are that he is going to end up in Tampa. And, of course, everybody already saying, hey, I believe the Super Bowl's in Tampa next year.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's going to be weird. And you went through this, Scott, with Joe Montana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, plenty of players. I mean, Brady going, excuse me, to another team is, you know, like Cal Ripken going to the Marlins after 20-some years with the Orioles. You know, I can liken it to that. But it became very apparent that Brady was going to part ways, or Patriots going to part ways with him. And I'll be very curious to see how he does. He is going to be 43 years old. His numbers and production have declined the last couple, 3 years, not to a dramatic extent. He is still Tom Brady, but he's an older Tom Brady. And whether he has the weapons around him to compete, I think he's, you know, it's kind of an upgrade from the Patriots, but I'm gonna be fascinated. Who does better next year, Belichick or Brady?
Yeah, that's gonna be the question out there. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, Belichick's not gonna stand by.
No.
And he'll make a move, that's for sure. Yeah, our text line, our First Federal Credit Union text line, 319-366-1600, also our phone line. So we got a ton of interaction yesterday, and feel free to weigh in today.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. The beat goes on as far as the National Football League is concerned. We will get you before the 4 o'clock hour is, or the 3 o'clock hour is finished with us. We're going to get you an update of what's happening at the lanes, and that is nothing is happening at the lanes, if that's an indication. But we will talk about that before 4 o'clock here today on this edition of the Gym Class. I wanted to bring this up, and we'll talk a little bit about this with Mike Halas, sports columnist who covers Iowa basketball as well for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. But wanted to talk about this with the folks out there. And again, I've talked with you about this, Mark. It is our responsibility. It is ingrained in us to keep you updated as far as what is happening, as far as the latest news with the closings, with the coronavirus, and to prevent the spread of that. And we're going to continue to do that. We've talked about some of the news with that earlier on the program. But we're also going to talk some sports here, because this is a sports show. And this is a sports station. And talking with some people out there over the vacation, they said, you know what? We really need some sports right now as a little bit of a distraction, especially when you and your family are at home. You've got the kids. You've got the dog. You're trying to figure out, okay, are you going to work from this room? Am I going to work from that room? That's kind of what we're doing at our house. And I'm trying to keep the dog. One of us is trying to keep the dog somewhat entertained. And then you throw in the fact you've got kids at home. So, you know, that's the way it goes. But we're going to talk some sports with you as well. And I wanted to talk about this, Mark. John Rothstein from CBS Sports, College Hoops Today, has, and these are worth, you know, a quarter. We'll buy this and a cup of coffee, as you know. But he has put together his list, preseason edition, for 2020-2021 as far as college basketball is concerned. And the reason I'm going to bring this up is the fact that this is the first one I have seen, and I think you're going to see a lot more of these. I'll give you the top 10 that John Rothstein has Now, this is according to who he believes will be back next year. People could go to the NBA. He also has penned an article about how that is going to play out because you're not going to have the NCAA tournament. There's probably not going to be a lot of showcases to take your talents out there to Chicago or Vegas or wherever, or summer leagues or whatever the case may be. Evaluations are going to be hard. This is going to be a much harder period as far as evaluating non-seniors going potentially into the NBA draft. I think that's going to be the fascinating part of the next couple months or so. But here's the top 10, according to John Rothstein, he's looking at for next year. Number one, Gonzaga, who should have just an absolutely outstanding team, despite the fact that one of their starting five could be in the NBA. Villanova at number two, basically the entire team back. Bay probably going to go through the draft process, but he expects to see him back next year. Number three, a little bit of a surprise in my eyes with losing a couple of key components, and that would be the Baylor Bears. Just one spot ahead of the Kansas Jayhawks, who are going to lose a ton. Dotson, Azubuike, Isaiah Moss, and others. But a lot of people coming in. Now, what's going to happen with Kansas in the offseason? That's the question. Florida State at number five. They are going to be very, very good for Leonard Hamilton. Here's why I bring this up, Mark. Six, the Iowa Hawkeyes. Top-rated Big Ten team. When was the last time that happened? It has been a long, long time. And again, this is projections for 2020-21. But I think John Rothstein's the first one to kind of flip the switch as far as how good and how talented this Iowa basketball team could be next year if everybody is back. And that is a big if, because as John says, NBA watch, Luka Garza could go through draft process.
Yeah, I've taken a look at this as well. And Rothstein, who, by the way, is with CBS Sports, here's his projected lineup. He's making some assumptions. Jordan Bohannon and C.J. Frederick at the guards, along with Wieskamp and McCaffrey and Luka Garza, with a bench of Nunji, Patrick McCaffrey, Toussaint, incomers Tony Perkins and Aaron Ulis, Josh Ukendele, and then Cordell Pemsel back for his senior year. If that's the case, I have to think that's going to be a very good team. Again, Rothstein making some assumptions about Garza, perhaps about Wieskamp, I think, but I think the way Wieskamp finished up this year maybe closed his window on the NBA, and whether Jordan Bohannon will be fully healthy. But if all that comes to fruition, as you said, this is going to be a very good Iowa basketball team.
It would be a very good Iowa basketball team. Just to finish the top 10, you've got Creighton at number 7, Virginia, the champions 2 years ago, at number 8, or I guess the last champions, if you will. Mm-hmm. Ohio State at number 9, and then at number 10, Kentucky. Duke at 11. When was the last time Duke started off not in the top 10 in anything as far as a poll is concerned? That'd be interesting. Wisconsin at 12. UCLA at 13. And, oh, by the way, one of the projected starters for UCLA, a young man by the name of Tiger Campbell. If that name rings a bell, Mark, as you know, he's got a Cedar Rapids tie. His father played at Regis High School.
Tony, yes.
Tony Campbell, very good player for the Regis Royals back in the day. Michigan State at 14, Tennessee 15, San Diego State 16, followed by Texas Tech, Houston, West Virginia, and Arizona State. Rest of the top 25, Texas, Michigan, Indiana, North Carolina, and Colorado. So that's what John Rothstein sees.
Yeah, Rothstein went through, what, 44, 45 ranked all?
Yeah,
44,
I'm not,
45 teams.
I'm not going that far.
No. No, but no Northern Iowa.
No.
Which will be very good again with A.J. Green and Fife and others.
Bowen Bourne coming in, Cole Henry coming
Bowen
off
Bourne.
The injury.
Yep.
You and I could be, yeah, they're going to lose Isaiah Brown. They're going to lose Spencer Haldeman. couple others, but you can make a pretty good case UNI is going to have an even better team next year than they had this year when they won the Missouri Valley Conference regular season race. So, that did kind of shock me a little bit right there.
That's pretty lofty territory for the Iowa Hawkeyes at number six. Again, it's, you know, we're many months away from the start of the season, hopefully the start of the season, I should say. And, but it has the makings of being a very, very good one. And I think there's going to be a lot of teams out there, including Iowa, that were denied an opportunity to show what they have in the NCAA tournament and be very hungry in 2020, 2021.
Indeed. We're going to take a short break, come back. Mike Halas is going to join us in about 8 minutes or so. Plenty to discuss. We'll talk about what the scene was like in Indianapolis when the Big Ten pulled the plug, when this whole thing got started back about a week ago. We'll take a look at the Iowa basketball team for next year. A lot of things to talk about with Mike. And we'll do that in about 8 minutes or so. We'll come back. Iowa football with a new recruit, oral commitment coming yesterday, and a few other things to get to. Gym Class for Wednesday coming your way, presented by Hennings Financial, right here on KGYM. Back with more after this.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it and I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance of the business as well too. Zupacca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Car category names like sports car or subcompact sound so one-dimensional, and great cars just aren't, like the Honda Civic. So I named a new category, SPAFLU. That's SP for sporty, thanks to an available turbocharged engine. The AFE is for standard safety and driver assistive features, like Honda Sensing. And the LU is for value. Test drive the Honda Civic today.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you here in the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, the Gym OT, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. A friendly reminder that you can listen to us in a variety of ways, not only on your terrestrial radio in your car or at home on your home stereo or boombox or whatever the heck you have as far as that is concerned at home, but also the KGYM radio app through Alexa as well. So lots of ways to listen to us here on the Gym Class, as well as with Todd and Alex. They're going to be coming up next here on KGYM. Cooper DeJean, from Audubon Arthur Battle Creek, Ida Grove, Mark. I just like saying Audubon Arthur Battle Creek, Ida Grove. He announced his intention yesterday to join the Iowa Hawkeyes. He's a three-star. He's an athlete from the state championship team in Class 2A from a year ago, and I'm not exactly sure what position he will play when he gets to the University of Iowa in a couple of years, but he made his commitment known yesterday, and not the big fish out there. That is still the tight end from Council Bluffs Lewis Central that has narrowed his choices down to six, which includes Iowa as well as the Nebraska Cornhuskers from across the river.
Maybe the first recruit from OABCIG. Did I say that right?
OABC. You did. I know there have been wrestlers from either that school or a combination, lesser combination of those schools. That's a fairly new, what is that, acronym?
New school district.
Yes.
I'll put it that way.
Over the last 10 years. I mean, it used to be Audubon Arthur, used to be Battle Creek, and used to be Ida Grove. Then it became, I don't know what came first, the chicken or the egg. Battle Creek, Ida Grove, I think, came first, and then Audubon Arthur came in there, too. So they're all together now, living in harmony and producing good football players. So you got that as far as the University of Iowa is concerned, and I think we'll have a few more of those coming up. We'll see. Like we said, with everything not going on right now in the world, sports-wise, anything else-wise, you know, we don't know exactly how this is going to play out. Are we going to have the recruiting commitments coming down the line? Like we talked about with the early commitments out of college basketball, how are those going to be differentiated this year without really the process that they have had as far as the past? Are we going to see again the 240-odd players leaving college basketball, or is that number going to be even less? Is that number going to be even less because the NCAA is thinking about granting eligibility to some seniors as far as winter sports are concerned? Doesn't sound like that's going to be the way it's going to go, but you don't know as far as Mark Emmert and the NCAA. That's NCAA Mark Emmert, not Des Moines Register Mark Emmert, by the way.
I think college football recruiting probably already has been impacted in terms of coaches' limitations now with the virus, in terms of making contact with folks, not only on the Division I level, but all the way down to D3, NAIA, and whatnot. Colleges inviting their high school prospects onto campus this time of year, probably going to be postponed. And where that leads, nobody really knows. And, of course, a lot of schools canceling spring at the Division I level, canceling spring games, delay in spring practices. So, like most things right now, it's a very fluid situation.
Yeah, it is. Here at 3:31 on Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here in KGYM, presented by Hennings Financial. Yeah, we know a few things have been canceled as far as the University of Iowa is concerned. They're going to reevaluate along with the Big Ten in early April. We'll see. I'm not holding my breath as far as Iowa football spring practice or Iowa State, or you and I, for that matter, being held this year. We'll see, though.
I would agree.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe that's one of the questions we ask with Mike Halas. And Mike doesn't have the answers either. Nobody has the answers as far as any of these questions are concerned. Like I said, this is a brave new world that we're going down the path of.
Yeah, it's all a guessing game right now, Scott, as you know. And some folks projecting out further than others. Nobody's right. Nobody's wrong. The main thing is we all do our part in trying to put this behind us as quickly as possible.
Use common sense. Same thing. Wash up, etc. Use the disinfectant. Use the hand sanitizer. All that stuff out there. Please be proactive as far as that is concerned.
Should have been the case all along.
Well, I tend to think I practice good hygiene. So I hope anyway that's the case. And I know a lot of people out there are doing that, so we commend you for doing that. We do appreciate it out there. All right, another break. We'll come back. Mike Halas will join us, and plenty to talk about. Mike, of course, was in Indianapolis last week when all this went down, when the Big Ten canceled the Big Ten men's basketball tournament at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Talk about that. Iowa basketball for next year. Plenty of things to talk about. Luka Garza, how many National Player of the Year awards is Luka going to win this year for the Iowa Hawkeyes? He's already pulled down three. The big ones are out there still as of yet. We'll do that when we come back. Gym Class for a Wednesday, presented by Hennings Financial, coming your way right here on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat, working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sport Clips Haircuts is giving your hair the thank you it deserves. Now through April 5th, get $5 off the double MVP when you check in online. Use our app or use your voice and let your smart speaker do all the work. Then head out and prepare to be groomed for greatness. It's $5 off the double MVP and a cut that will get double takes.
Get your hair in the game. Sport Clips the name. Looking good as new.
Mobile phone and opt-in required to receive discount code. Opt-in consent not conditioned on purchase. Offer expires 4/5/20. Standard message and data rates may apply. See terms at sportclips.com/thank you.
Dear people who haven't had a Big Mac, who saw millions of people enjoying something and said, no thanks. We're not giving up on you, because today is a new day. A day for a burger that has a bun in the middle because it can. A day for a sauce so special, they put it on there twice. A day for McDonald's most McDonald's burger. So go, because today's your day for a Big Mac.
Now available in three sizes, including the new Little Mac and Double Big Mac burgers at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you at 3:36 on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to try and check in with Dave Kokin from Las Vegas. Las Vegas, like everybody else, suffering through all the non-activity due to the shutdown with the coronavirus, preventing the outbreak or the spreading of the coronavirus. We'll talk about that. And then Kevin Lehman one more time with Off the Glass, and we'll talk about things, including people thinking the Iowa Hawkeyes top 10 team going into 2020-2021. We'll talk about that with our next guest here as well, Mark, as we bring in Mark Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Halas, and also at the gazette.com. And Mike, good afternoon, and man alive, this is uncharted waters that we are going into, so to speak. Anyway, we've had this locally before with the floods back a decade plus ago here in Cedar Rapids. Focus on anything but the sports world, but here we go again. And like I said, it's a brave new world, isn't it?
Well, let's hope it's brave. It's definitely new, and I don't like it any more than anybody else, but these are the cards we've been dealt, and I'm trying to see to it that anything that I write or for that matter, say is not Debbie Downer stuff, because there's so much of that, and it's easy to get beaten down. And I'm looking for diversion after diversion, and they're kind of few and far between.
True.
No, I totally agree with that, Mike. And as a former colleague of yours, and I don't know how I would approach. The sports page has been condensed now, justifiably so. As you go about your job, are you to date kind of trying to think outside the box, or just rolling with the punches, or how are you looking at your job?
Well, I'm in search of ideas, so when you have them, send them my way, and I'm serious about that.
Yeah,
I'm going to try and reach out to some people for interviews. There's just not much you can actually do away from your laptop. I mean, I think that I might try and get to a golf course on the next decent day and more than keep my distance from people, but to see, are people actually golfing? I have reached out to a few people as far as, would you be willing to just do a phone interview? But, I don't have a lot of great ideas at this point. I mean, I just finished up something that I'm going to post on at the Gazette's website tomorrow, or with just a whole bunch of snapshots I took from around the Midwest and in Philadelphia this winter of different things that people probably didn't see on their TVs at Iowa basketball games. Just looking for different stuff that's, for 2 minutes, take your mind off the news of the day and think about something else.
True.
Well, one of the things that has been on my list, and maybe yours as well, and that's not a suggestion to do something about it, but Marshall Yanda retiring from the Ravens. Everybody thinks he's an instant Hall of Famer, probably so. But as you know, Mike, having been on the Iowa beat and covering the Hawkeyes for a long time, this is one of the better stories to come out of Iowa football.
Yeah, I mean, the consensus, I think, is that he'll be a Hall of Famer one day. I don't know if it's going to be first ballot. There are not that many first ballot Hall of Famers. But his career stacks up pretty well. Just the thing is, it wasn't like this guy was Brandon Scherff or Brian Bulaga, or even Tristan Wirfs for that matter. He came to Iowa at junior college. Wasn't really all that heralded for his play at Iowa, but the Ravens saw what he was, and Kirk Ferentz helped the Ravens see that. And what he was an absolutely fantastic and durable offensive lineman who played for a Super Bowl champ and a lot of victories. So it just seems like when these stories are from the state of Iowa, they just seem to have that same pattern to them, that you take a little longer road and the deck might be stacked a little more against you, as opposed to the guys. Now, I say that, and I just mentioned Tristan Wirfs, who is going to be a first, maybe a top five or top 10 draft pick. So, okay. But you know what I mean?
Right.
The Kurt Warner, Zach Johnson prototypes. And he fits right in there. He's one of Iowa's all-time great sports stories.
Yeah, he is. And like you said, very unheralded. Even coming out of Anamosa. Not a lot of that's why he went the junior college route. One of the reasons, anyway, he went the junior college route. The Iowas and the Michigans and the Nebraskas weren't knocking on Marshall Yanda's door back then.
No, it was another one of those deals where Iowa was kind of one of Iowa's last recruits of that year. But it's the same old story. I mean, I think that if you took Iowa's first recruit of each recruiting class and compared them to the last ones would probably stack up pretty well.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Mike Halas joining us here at 3:42. I want to go back to last week when all of this started. You were there in Indianapolis. Iowa was in, I think it's hard to remember now, second game of the day. But I'm sure you were at the arena, or close by, as far as the arena is concerned, and how you found out about it, how everything played down, and just the details of the day.
Yeah, well, the night before, I went to bed, and it wasn't an easy night of sleep because there was the news that Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz had tested positive, and the NBA was suspending operations, and you thought, oh, boy. You know, the NBA is kind of a leader in a lot of things. And so is this thing really going to happen? And on top of that, in the second game of Wednesday night, which was on TV, Fred Hoiberg gets sick. And, you know, they had the team quarantined for a while at the arena. And you thought, oh, what, you know? So that he got released shortly afterward, and that was good. And the games were on for Thursday morning, and the first game was scheduled for noon. Iowa was to play at 2:30. This was Eastern time. So Gazette photographer Liz Martin and I got to the arena about 11, and at about 20 till 12, the word comes down, canceled. You know, the Michigan and Rutgers players had been on the court warming up. And in a perverse way, I was kind of looking forward to covering the game Thursday because it would have been just so unusual to cover a major sporting event with basically no audience. And I thought that's something you'll see once in a lifetime and it'd make for a good story, but obviously it never happened.
It's only conjecture, Mike, as to how this team would have done, not only in the Big Ten tournament, but the NCAA tournament. And I don't know, we can each have our opinions and whatnot, but I wanted to go to the fact that, you know, pretty quickly people floated the idea of these kids need an extra year of eligibility. That doesn't look like it's going to happen right now from what I've read and heard. So in that light, I wondered if you'd talk about Iowa seniors Ryan Creener and Makari Evelyn and what they meant to this team. Of course, there was Riley Till as well, but those two in particular.
Yeah, Creener was just a good player. You know, just a good, solid, big, coming off the bench, smart player, good teammate. Had, I think, a lot more offense than people realized. Good communicator. Articulate kid. Just somebody I enjoyed covering. Evelyn came in for 1 year. Last summer, Iowa picks him up as a grad transfer from Valparaiso. And it did so because there wasn't any guarantee that Jordan Bohannon would play any of the season. Well, Bohannon comes back. And Evelyn's kind of the odd man out. And I wouldn't have doubted if he'd wondered at times, did I come to the right place? I'm spending my senior year here, and I'm like the 11th man. But we know what happened. Bohannon was done after 10 games, and the roster really thinned out, or the rotation, I should say, got down from 11 to 8 pretty quickly. Evelyn was still there, and Iowa played Cincinnati and Chicago the weekend before Christmas. And Evelyn saved their bacon in that game. He was terrific. And his role expanded a little more and a little more, and down the stretch, he was really good. And when C.J. Frederick was out for a few games in February, Evelyn stepped up. They don't win the game at Minnesota without him either. So he's only here a year, and we barely got to know him, but he certainly served the Hawkeyes well.
Yeah, and going back and looking at this, the memories, like you said, you're going to put together a piece tomorrow or just put it to bed anyway about this particular 2019-2020 Iowa team. I thought this team from day one had a lot of potential. A lot of people kind of sold this team short a little bit. I'm going to have fond memories of this Iowa basketball team for 2019-2020. I'm going to imagine you do as well from, and most of them are going to be very, very positive memories, even though they didn't get a chance to finish the season.
Right. Well, they were picked for eighth place. They went 11-9. Even if they'd lost to Minnesota last Thursday, they were going to the NCAA tournament, and they were going to have a better seed than they had last year. And in my opinion, and I'm not the only one who has said this, but I think that that's a team that would have been a really tough out. I'm not talking about just, you know, in the first week. I think that it would have taken a really good team playing a really good game to eliminate them. I'm not saying Iowa would have stormed all the way to the Final Four, but I think that the potential was there. If the draw was right, you know, if who knows? I just think that when you saw that team on a neutral court against teams that had never played against them, against teams that had never played Garza, I think that Iowa would have been in a good position to do some damage. And I looked at, you know, people were calling Iowa number six seed in the last sets of bracketologies, which means you play an 11 in the first round. And there's a lot of 6-11 upsets traditionally, but I really wouldn't have expected that. And then they win that, and presumably you play a number three. And I looked at the teams that were slotted as threes, and it's like, well, of course they're good teams. But on a neutral court, I mean, Iowa played a lot of really good teams on the road tough. They did it just a few days earlier at Champaign when they battled Illinois to the last second. And they beat, you know, every ranked team they played at home. And they beat as many, they beat more ranked teams than any team in America. So that was a good team. It was just a good team. It was a fun team, an entertaining team. Got further than anybody thought that they would, except the players themselves. And it pumps a whole lot of hope into the next season.
Yeah, next season is a long ways up, and not necessarily for John Rothstein of CBS Sports, Mike. And you may have heard our discussion earlier about his projections for whatever they're worth, but he pegs Iowa sixth in the country. Hmm. Now, that's based on Garza coming back, Wieskamp, Bohannon being healthy, on and on and on. But if
number
that's
six
the case,
is number six.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, if they all do come back, and the thing is, the off season in college basketball, lots of stuff happens. So, I don't lock anybody into anything. But if everybody does come back, and if Bohannon is back and he's like his old self, they're going to have players. They are going to have players. Garza, Wieskamp. Wieskamp's just going to get better. C.J. Frederick is really good. I think Joe Toussaint's going to be special before he's done. Connor McCaffrey had a terrific season. They'll have players, you know, and they'll have the big guy who I think is going to get most of the National Player of the Year awards. So, yeah, I think you'd be derelict if you didn't have them ranked high in preseason national polls. But, you know, right in March, it's not. It's just talk. It's not worth much. I mean, I saw today a story, Ohio State, that Caleb Wesson's going to go pro and DJ Carton's going to transfer elsewhere. And a lot of this stuff is going to happen in a lot of places. So that doesn't mean Iowa is immune to it. I have heard nothing to indicate that anything's going to happen. But until that roster's locked, you know, we'll see.
Well, you mentioned DJ Carton, and and with that news, the rumors are already starting to circulate about DJ Carton coming back home.
Yeah, I don't see
it. I don't see it either. I don't think he's going to play for the Hawkeyes.
No. And, I mean, when he played before he took his mental health sabbatical, he was really good.
Yeah, possible NBA good. Now, which brings up another point. With all the uncertainty going on right now, the NBA evaluation, you're still going to have a number of college underclassmen that are going to be going and putting their name as far as the NBA draft is concerned. I guess the question is, are there going to be as many as there have been in the past? Because the evaluations are probably not going to be there this year. Again, brave new world that we have and that we're trying to process here.
Yeah, I know. That's one of a million things that it's easy to speculate, but we don't know anything. You know, I mean, Obi Toppin of Dayton is pretty much agreed that he's going to go pro, but there's no surprise there. They're looking at him as a top five or six pick. You know, I think that if players haven't had it in their heads that they were going to go, they're still going to go. There may be more players who are borderline who think twice about it, but I have no idea how this stuff's going to play out.
Well, Mike, I wish you well as in your pursuit of developing columns, and I miss the box scores and all that other stuff. But this too shall pass, I hope.
Hope so too. And you know, I don't like it this any more than anybody else. I'm pacing the floors as I'm talking to you. Just A, to get some exercise, and B, because just I'm a little antsy, but. You know, we have to do what we're supposed to do. And I believe in science, and I hope that a lot of other people do too.
Yep.
And pray for 78 degree weather.
You know, that's going to feel so good.
And do a lot of damage to that thing too. I hear.
Well, I hope.
We'll see how it goes. Mike, appreciate it during the season. We will talk again down the road. And if you have any story ideas, send them off at Halas at Twitter. And
well, yeah, do that, people. Do that. And you know what? I'm still working, and I still appreciate every single person who clicks on those stories or reads them in the newspaper.
Thanks. I would say send your suggestions to Scott and I before you send them to Mike, okay?
Why, are you getting texts?
Never.
What to do? That
never.
Might not be...
Never. Hey, Mike.
Say it to my face, you cheap punk.
Mike, appreciate it.
But not too close.
Yeah, 6 feet. Yeah, okay. 6 feet. 6 feet. Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
Mike Halas, read his stuff. AtTheGazette.com, give him a follow on Twitter, at Halas. And, yeah, if you have something out there for Mike, this is a perfect time. If you've got a story you've been sitting on for a while. Now, it's got to be a story that, you know, people are going to enjoy and just not one person. I mean, there's a lot of parameters as far as that goes. But, yeah, Mike's kind of in the same boat we all are.
Well, thanks to Ryan and Walford on our first federal credit union text line. I hope you'll take a look, Scott. And Ryan already shot us a suggestion of maybe a topic down the road. So thanks, Ryan.
Yeah. Topics may start earlier this year than the summer topic series. or Caddy Smack may take a real big turn to a little bit earlier start. Always can talk golf, even though they're not playing it on the PGA Tour. We'll come back, wrap things up for you on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
Legacies are built step by step, mile by mile. Through this movement, new possibilities are born. After the late nights and early practices, past the winding roads and unexpected detours, through the rest stops and timeouts, new lanes begin to open up. And that's when the world starts to take note. Because movement builds on itself and makes discovery inevitable. At Goodyear, we believe movement drives possibility beyond the ordinary. And that's where legacies begin. Goodyear, more driven.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 Military Friendly Employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
Worn out spark plugs? If you've got your refund, now's the perfect time to replace them and extend that engine life. You can get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail or email when you buy four or more Bosch Iridium spark plugs. And you don't even have to leave the house to get them. Just order online by 10 p.m. on AutoZone.com and choose next day delivery. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
We are back with you at 3:58. Our thanks to the good friends, Tom Churchka, everybody at Bay City Bowl. Please remember them. They are going to be closed for a couple of weeks. No bowling tonight. No bowling for next week, at least. They'll reevaluate when we get to the month of April. But when they do reopen, please remember them and other small businesses around, because they are going to desperately need your help. It would have been a red letter night, Mark.
It would have been. We were scheduled to bowl the Pin Pals, our Titanic matchup that has taken place over the years. But Tom out there in May City made the wise decision yesterday to call things off through the end of the month, at the very least. So we don't know whether that means postponement, cancellation, or what. So we shall wait and see, Scott.
We're in a waiting pattern just like everybody else. Whittles and everyone else, please make sure our jacket is in good shape. Todd and Alex coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi. More quarterback changes to the NFL landscape. Sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter the Jack.